Mais justement, oui, justement. Oui, justement. Alléluia. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings you have released upon our lives. Thank you for your strength that have replaced our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for breaking those limitations the enemy sets on our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for destroying the works of the devil that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can prosper through those opportunities. Thank you for great honor, great you have placed on our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for defending us in the battles of life. Thank you for your covering of protection and security that is upon us. Thank you, Lord, for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you for the guidance and leadership of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for showing us the way of righteousness, the way of eternal life, the ways of your kingdom, so that we can walk in them. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those prayers we have prayed on this platform before now that you have answered. And we are grateful because as we pray tonight, this midnight, you will answer us again. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Come and have your way in our midst. Take your place in our midst. Help us from your throne. Heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. In the name of Jesus. ask that as we pray here tonight, that you will take us higher into the realm of greatness and success. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to start with worship songs before we will go into prayer point. The Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same. Who is light unto thee, O Lord? Who is light unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. His strength of days as old as you are, as whole as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. There is none like you.
There is none like you, Jesus.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
You are glorious.
You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. King of kings, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
Oh, We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are the Father, hallelujah. We are the Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father, hallelujah. I am a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father unto the Lord. Be the glory, greatness, He has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done unto Jesus. Be the glory, great things He has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, great things He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Your name is highest than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. All glory, glory, glory to you, the Lord. All the glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. I have seen the Lord's goodness. We have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. We have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. We have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives. Yes, you are the Lord. The Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you're the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God, the Most High. Most High, all sufficient God, Most High. He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he's Lord, he's Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, he's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. Jesus. That wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Faith in God. He's the only strong. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Our faith in God. Our faith in God. Our faith in God. Our faith in God. He's on his throne. Our faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Our faith in God. Our faith in God. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Exalt the King of Glory. Exalt the Ancient of Days. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Most High God. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. The first and the last. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. The everlasting Father. The Rock of Israel. The miracle worker. The mountain mover. Praise him. Adore him. He is before all things. He exists before all things. And he will remain in existence forever. Even after the world passes away. He remains the same forever. Worship him. He controls times and seasons. Praise him. We praise you, Father. The greatness of you is unlimited. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your dominion. We praise you, Lord. You do mighty miracles. You make impossible things possible. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. You give life to the dead, strength to the dying, hope to the hopeless. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You have made all things work together for our good. You have done us well. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship. Amen. I want us to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. For making ways for me in the wilderness of this world. Say, thank you, Father, for making ways for me in the wilderness of this earth. Begin to thank him. Open your mouth and thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for making ways for me in the wilderness of this world, where many couldn't find ways. You made ways for me right there. Where many couldn't find progress, you gave me progress right there. Where many couldn't find support, you gave me support right there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for frustrating the activities of the enemy that were fashioned against me. Thank you for frustrating their efforts that were fashioned against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Father, for frustrating the activities and efforts and attacks of the kingdom of darkness that were against me. Thank you for frustrating their activities. Thank you for turning their operations upside down. All their operations that were against me, you have turned them upside down. You have frustrated their operations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have terminated their operations, their attacks that were fashioned against me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You're going to thank the Lord again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. Transforming me into a creature that loves you so much. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for changing me into a creature that loves you a lot. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. It is by his transforming power that we are who we are today. Every human being is evil by nature. Every human being hates God by nature. They hate the truth. They hate righteousness. Natural. But by his transforming power that have worked in us, we are where we are today. Thank you. So thank you, Lord, for changing me into such a man, such a woman, such a creature that loves you, that loves righteousness, that loves holiness, that loves the truth, that loves the light. Thank you for changing me into such a creature that cares about you and your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, for we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray. You can say, Father, come before you today. I come before your throne today. Have mercy on me. And answer my prayers. Say, Father, I come before your throne today with humility of heart. Have mercy on me and answer my prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Hear my prayers. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Attend to my request. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Send the help that I need. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Touch me from your throne. Say, Father, I come before you today. Do not pass me by. Do not ignore me. Show me mercy, O Lord, and help me. I believe you're praying like that. Lord, show me mercy and help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are before the throne of God. The Bible says that we should come boldly before the throne of grace in times of need to find help. Yeah, so you have not come to meet me. I believe you know that. You have come here to meet the Lord. And every time you come to God's presence, come with expectations, with faith. Yeah. Because he is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. And I believe that he's going to hear your prayers tonight. For as many of you that have faith, God will hear your prayers tonight and answer your prayers in Jesus' name. So you're going to talk to him again. You're going to say, Father, put an end to every problem the enemy have created in my life for a long time. Every problem the enemy have established in my life for a long time, whether physical problems or spiritual problems, oh Lord, put an end to them now by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. It doesn't matter how long the problem has been there. If you believe it can end now, if you believe, so Father, put an end to every problem the enemy has planted into my life, and it has remained in my life for a long time. Oh Lord, by your mercy, put an end to the problem now. In the name of Jesus. You have the absolute power. And you can do anything. You can do all things. Oh Lord, put an end to that problem right now. By your mercy, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I trust in your power. So, Father, I trust in the greatness of your power. Extend this prayer to your family members. Mention their names and mention the problems that you know is going on in their lives, and ask God to end those problems right now. If you believe, it will happen. If you believe, mention the names of your children. Mention the names of your grandchildren. Mention the names of your siblings, family members, parents. Say, Father, put an end to those problems that have stayed in their lives for so long. By your great mercy, put an end to these problems in the name of Jesus. I believe you are talking to God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you mention all their names, thank you, Lord. Thank Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we are praying. Amen. Amen. But there was a woman that had a very serious health problem, health challenge. And the doctors tried all that they know how to do, but they couldn't help her. She was dying. And they told her she had those few days to live. So the doctors told the children of the woman to take her home so that she can go and die at home after some days. But the woman told the children, she said, don't take me home. Take me to the church. So the children were like, there's no program going on in the church. She said, I know, just take me to the church. I just need to hold one of the pillars in the church. Yeah, so they took her into the church. And thank God the church was opened. Yeah, so immediately she touched one of the pillars in the church building. She suddenly regained strength, supernatural strength. From nowhere, strength entered into her body, and she stood up and was instantly healed. Yeah, why am I sharing this testimony? I want you to know that prayer is about you and God. Yeah. And some people, they will look at the man of God and they want him to perform some magic. Yeah. Getting blessings from God, getting miracles from God has a lot to do with your own personal relationship with God. Yeah, in fact, it has more to do with your own personal relationship with God than it has to do with the pastor or the man of God or the general overseer. Yeah, so there was no pastor in that church. Yeah, nobody, there was no program going on, but she had faith that God is in the altar. God is in his church. And let me go there. You will have mercy on me. Yeah. There are many people who have been following this ministry and then they're expecting that I would do some magic to solve the problems in their lives. Yeah. They are forgotten that it is the Lord that answers prayers. I can only teach you how to connect with Him. I can guide you on how to pray, but I cannot answer the prayers. Yeah, so when you come to God's presence, focus on the Lord. You have come to meet Him. Not to meet any man, but to meet Him. Yeah. And the good thing is, He is in this ministry. God is in this ministry. For those who have eyes to see, God is among us. Yeah, we might not be many, We might not have large crowds, but God is with us in this ministry. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You can say, Father, I know that you already have created a way out for me before I entered into problems. You can say, Father, I know you have already provided solutions for me before I encounter problems. Say, Father, reveal those solutions. Reveal those breakthroughs. Those way out. Oh, Lord, reveal them now. Reveal them now. Those miracles you have already packaged, even before I need them. Oh Lord, reveal them now in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. There is nothing you are going through that is new to God. God have known about it even before you were born. He have known about it. Everything that will happen to you before you were born. Say, Father, I know, I acknowledge that you have already provided the blessings, the miracles, the breakthroughs, the solutions, the way out for me even before I needed them. Even before I encounter problems, oh Lord, reveal those breakthroughs now. Reveal the solutions now. The solutions to my problems that you have already provided. The breakthroughs you have already provided, the healing you have already provided, the deliverance you have already provided, the prosperity you have already provided, the elevation you have already provided. Oh Lord, reveal them now in my life. In the name of Jesus, reveal them in my life. Reveal them in my life. I know you have already provided these things even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Everything I would need, you have already provided them. Oh Lord, reveal them now by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You have to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire fall upon every satanic covering that is upon my life. To limit my my success, to limit my breakthroughs, to limit my progress. So, Father, let your fire fall and destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let your fire fall upon every satanic covering, witchcraft covering, demonic covering, upon my life that is there to cause limitations, to cause failures. Let your fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Thank you, Lord. Upon every demonic covering that is causing limitations in my life, limitations in my career, limitations in my academics, limitations in my finances, limitations in my prosperity. Oh Lord, destroy them all by your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Remove every scale of darkness on my eyes that is blocking me from seeing divine revelations. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove every scale of darkness on my eyes, blocking me from seeing divine visions and revelations. Begin to pray like that. Right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy scales of darkness, blocking my spiritual vision, blocking my access to divine revelations, blocking my access to divine dreams, prophetic dreams. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out everything that always manifests when I'm about to take right steps, right decisions. from taking those decisions. Say, I get them out of my life. Every fear that shows up in me when I'm about to make right choices, when I'm about to take right steps to prevent me from doing that, I get you out of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every fear that manifests in my brain, in my emotions, in my heart, to stop me when I'm about to make right choices and decisions that will change my life forever. When I'm about to take steps that will move my life forward, I cast you out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive courage and boldness to make right decisions that will move me forward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. The Lord is showing me that some of you need to see a secret. Yeah, that a secret need to be unfolded to you. Yeah. It's so important that you discover that secret. There's something that is hidden. But you need to see it. Now, it could be a secret of what the devil is doing in your life. It could be a secret somebody somewhere is doing that you need to find out, that you need to know, yeah, so that you'll be safe. Yeah, I don't know what kind of secret, but God wants to expose the secret to you. There is a secret that you have to know. You need to see it. So you're going to pray. Going to say, Father, expose to me every secret thing that I must know, that I must see. This time, God, expose them to me. Whether they are spiritual secrets or physical secrets, oh Lord, expose them to me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says the secret things belongs to the Lord. And the things that are revealed belongs to us and our children. God is going to reveal it. Pray. Say, Father, expose the secret. The secret that I need to know at this time. That which is hidden from my eyes. revealing from my knowledge that I need to know that this, oh Lord, expose them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Expose them by your light. Secrets I must know, so that I can be safe and secured. Secrets I must know, so that I won't make mistakes and run into troubles. Secrets I must know, so that I will fulfill my destiny. Oh Lord, expose them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of laziness and sluggishness that is walking in my life. To stop me from committing myself to spiritual things. Yeah, you might not be lazy concerning physical things, secular things, but you might be lazy concerning spiritual things. Say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of laziness and sluggishness and timidity that is stopping me from committing myself to spiritual things of God, dedicating myself to spiritual things of God's kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to cast out the spirit. Cast out the spirit. Every spirit of laziness, procrastination. Every spirit of sluggishness that is causing me to depreciate spiritually, causing me to go down spiritually, causing me to be weak, to be immature spiritually. I cast you out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life. Spirit of laziness concerning the things of God. Laziness concerning the things of the Holy Spirit. Laziness concerning spiritual exercises that will boost my spiritual maturity. Come out right now from my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You are still going to pray. We're going to say, Father, destroy every thought of delay, spell of delay on the journey of my life. Say, Father, destroy every thought of delay, spell of delay, enchantment of delay on the journey of my life. Destroy them, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The hashtag tete begalia. The hashata pegestelen hashta. Father, use the blood of Jesus to take away every cause, spell, enchantment of darkness causing delay in my life. Every witchcraft that is causing delay in my life, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every spell, divination, magic, sorcery, enchantment that is causing delay in the journey of my life, Lord of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlighten my understanding concerning your scriptures. You can say, Father, enlighten my understanding concerning your scriptures, concerning your word. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, some of you, you would have grown higher than the level you are now if you really understood the scriptures. When you understand the scriptures, it produces transformation. It produces transformation in your spirit, soul, and body. Say, Father, enlighten my understanding of your scriptures. Make me to understand the scriptures as it is in heaven. Make me to understand the scriptures as the angels understood it. We need to understand the scriptures as angels understood it. That is when it will produce transformation in our lives. Because it is divine. The scriptures are divine. So the understanding also has to be divine. Say, Father, enlighten my understanding of your scriptures. As I read the scriptures, give me the divine interpretation of them, not human interpretation, but the divine interpretation. The divine illumination of your scriptures. Oh Lord, give it to me so that I can be transformed through the understanding. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I believe I have shared this story of the man of God who was, I mean, before he became a man of God, he was bedridden with a particular terminal illness. I think they call it. Multiple sclerosis. Yeah, it's one of those sicknesses that has no cure. And he was at the terminal stage. Yeah, so he couldn't walk. He would just lie down like that on the bed. So they have to take care of him. That's where they clean him up, like bath him. That is where he defecates, urinates. Yeah, but one day he was reading the Bible. And he was reading those places in the New Testament that contains the miracles Jesus did. He was just reading those places. And then his understanding was enlightened. And he saw something in that place. He saw something, something divine that triggered a great faith in his heart. And right there, nobody was at home. He was the only one there, right there. He stood up and began to walk. He was completely healed in a twinkle of an eye. Yeah, in a twinkle of an eye. Now, this is an example of what divine illumination can do. So nobody prayed for him or prayed on him. Nobody lay hands on him. He saw something in the Bible. And that changed his life all of a sudden. That's the power of divine understanding of the scriptures. It can change your life in a twinkle of an eye. to, you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the understanding, the revelations in your word that are waiting for me to see them. Open my eyes, enlighten my understanding to see those revelations that are in your word, in your scriptures, waiting to be discovered. Oh Lord, open my eyes now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, enlighten my understanding to see those things in your word, in your scriptures, that have been waiting for me to see them. Enlighten my understanding to divinely understand your scriptures, to divinely interpret your scriptures, so as to see great transformation happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that one of the biggest problems of human beings is our brain. Yeah, one of the biggest problems that we were born with is this brain in our skull, which is the major controller of our feelings and emotions. Yeah, until you begin to reason beyond this brain, until you begin to reason beyond this brain that is in your head, you can't go far in fulfilling your calling and destiny. Until you begin to see beyond the brain, beyond the senses, the five senses, you can't go far. You can't go far in becoming who God wants you to be. So we have a great enemy already, and that is our sense knowledge, our five senses. Yeah, it is interpreting things for us. And many of us will believe those interpretations. Yeah, it's making us to accept things we should not accept. So the fact that something is visible to your physical eyes doesn't mean it is real. And doesn't mean you should accept it. In fact, the fact that you can feel something in your body doesn't mean it is real. Yeah, so the Word of God should be your brain. Yeah, the word of God should become your brain, not this one in your skull. So you must think beyond your brain. You must think the Bible. Think the word of God. You want to make decisions? Think the word of God. You want to think? Think the word of God. Think the Bible. That is how you become great. You want to respond to what is happening in your environment. Respond from the Bible. Want to talk. Talk from the Bible. So let the Bible become your brain and your senses. That is how you can overcome the darkness that is upon this age. Because they have already conquered your brain. I don't know if it's two days ago or two nights ago, the Lord was telling me that the brain and the spinal cord of human beings have been conquered by Satan. Yeah, that the brain and spinal cord of human beings have been conquered by principalities and powers of darkness. So they can easily use it to deceive you. They can easily use it to manipulate your feelings, to manipulate your emotions. They can easily use it to control you, control your actions. Yeah, because they have conquered that realm. Yeah, and the Bible calls it the flesh. Yeah. Your spinal cord controls all your body, your brain, and then coupled with some hormones in your body, all of that, they control your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, all of that. Yeah, so you're going to pray until you learn to stop following these senses and feelings that appears to be so strong and so real. Until you learn to stop following them, you will not go far with God. And you will not go far to fulfill your destiny. Well, you can decide to obey this teaching in the next 10 years. And let it be known to you that it is after that 10 years that things will start changing in your life. So the earlier you are dealing with me, and you start using the Bible to regulate your life, the better for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me power to think and function beyond my human senses. Give me power to think and function according to your word. According to your mind. Give me power, strength to think and function beyond my brain, beyond my feelings, beyond my emotions. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, give me the strength, give me the power to think and function beyond human senses. Give me power to think and function according to your word, according to faith. Yeah, when you think according to the word of God, then you function according to faith. You speak according to faith. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Christians are people who live by faith, not by physical senses, not by human senses, not by human brain. Say, Father, give me power to live above the human senses, to live beyond the human senses, to think beyond the human senses, to function beyond the human senses, to function according to your word, to think according to your word, to reason according to your word, to reason according to your mind, not this brain that is in my skull, but according to your mind. Give me the power to do that. Give me the power. Father, give me the power. Empower me to do that every day. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points, and then we're going to round off the session. Yeah, as I said earlier, your brain and spinal cord has been conquered by Satan. Yeah, and you can't send Satan out of that place. I mean, you cannot send Satan out of your brain and spinal cord, because you are still human. We will have to leave this world to be delivered from that. Yeah, maybe you are thinking, what are you saying? How can a Christian, the brain of a Christian, be controlled by Satan? That is why the Bible calls that the flesh. The flesh is a friend of Satan. Your flesh is a friend of Satan, is a partner with Satan. Yeah, remember what happened to Peter. He just finished giving a powerful revelation. Jesus was asking the disciples, what does people call me? Many people were giving answers. Some said, you are John the Baptist. Some said, you are Elijah. And then Jesus asked them, what do you call me? And then only Peter could answer. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, oh, wonderful. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And then not long after that, maybe some few minutes, the same person that spoke a divine revelation began to speak for Satan. That Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan. It was Peter that was speaking. And then when Jesus would respond, he said, get behind me, Satan. Because at that moment, it was no longer Peter. It was Satan walking through his brain and feelings and emotions. The same man that gave a prophetic revelation speaking by satanic inspiration. Yeah, so the flesh can never be born again. The flesh will remain with you till you die and leave this earth. So the flesh is not a friend of God. Your flesh is not a friend of God. That is your senses, your human senses, human emotions, they are not a friend of God. They are friend of Satan. They are working with Satan, working for Satan. So when I say your brain and spinal cord have been conquered by Satan, it's true. Yeah, it's true. 90% of what many Christians think on daily basis is not controlled by the Word of God. And it's not coming from the Word of God. It's coming from the flesh. That is, it's coming from Satan. Coming from the realm of darkness. So you're going to pray. You must not be controlled by the flesh or by Satan. You must be controlled as a Christian by the Spirit of God. In fact, that is when you are a Christian. Every time you are controlled by the Spirit of God, you are a Christian. Every time you are controlled by the flesh, you are an unbeliever. At that moment, you are not a Christian. Yeah, because you will do exactly what unbelievers will do. You will talk exactly how unbelievers will talk. And think exactly how unbelievers will think. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to reject the control of the flesh. In every hour of my life, if you love yourself, pray this prayer very well. Say, Father, empower me to reject the control of the flesh in every hour of my life, so that I can prove that I'm a child of God before heaven and earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, empower me to reject satanic control in my thoughts, in my feelings, in my emotions, in my actions, in my reactions, in my speech. Say, Father, empower me to reject satanic control. Empower me to reject the control of the flesh in every hour of my life. It's a pity how so many Christians are manifesting Satan 100%. Exactly what Satan wants them to see, that's what they say. Exactly how Satan wants them to react to situations, that is how they react. It's so it's so bad. So bad. So Father, empower me to reject satanic control in my decisions, in my choices, in my thinking. In every hour, in my emotions, empower me, O Lord, so that I can prove before the angels, before principalities, before heaven and hell, that I belong to Jesus, so that I can prove for every creature that I am indeed a child of God. Empower me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to pray without faith. So as to sustain victory over darkness forever. Made in victory over darkness forever. Victory until you have learned to pray without stopping. To pray continuously. Say, Father, empower me to so that I can sustain victory over darkness. Something like that. You must be praying. The battles of to pray so as to remain all the forces of darkness, so the powers of hell. So as to remain in victory over witches and wizards, principalities and powers, victorious darkness, and without fear. To remain victorious forever. Empower me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. We reject everything in me Satan is using to control me. You can say, I reject every attitude, character in me that Satan is using to control me. Some of you, it is impatience. You are not patient. You don't know how to wait for God. You don't know how to wait on God. And of course, that's just one among thousands of things. See, I reject everything in me that Satan is using to control me. I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every pride, loss, fear, everything in me that Satan is using to control me, to manipulate me, I reject them now. I command them to come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every character, habit, attitude that is giving power to Satan to control my life, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You need to understand that we already have the fullness of God accessible to us as Christians. Or I should say, we already have the fullness of God as Christians. Yeah, sometimes when somebody pray for you and then they say more grace. Yeah, they say more grace, man of God. More grace to you, brother. More grace to you, sister. It is not that we are actually getting more grace. We already have excess grace as Christians. Yeah, we already have unlimited grace, too much grace as Christians. We already have access. In fact, it's in us. It's around us. Yeah. So, if I pray for you now and I say, receive more grace in Jesus' name, what I'm actually saying is that let God do something in you that we allow you to have access to more grace. Yeah, so it's not as if more grace is coming from God to you. No, It is you that need to do something, or God needs to do something in you that will give you access to more grace. So we already have excess grace, excess power, excess anointing. Yeah. But God is waiting for us to qualify for them. Yeah. If you understand. So you're going to pray even if you don't understand. Maybe you will understand as you're praying the prayer. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me with that. My flesh, or help me to crucify my flesh so that your grace will help my life so that I can enjoy more of your grace. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, help me to crucify my flesh. Yeah, John the Baptist said that he must decrease. Jesus must increase. Yeah, that is grace. When Jesus is increasing, that's when grace is working. But you have to decrease first. And unfortunately, the same man that was saying he must decrease, at a point began to doubt even Jesus himself. Yeah. He began to doubt if Jesus was the Christ or not. Yeah, so the flesh is a great problem to your destiny. Say, Father, help me to crucify my flesh so that more of your grace can function in my life. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, circumcise my heart. Circumcise my heart. Let a new heart form within me. Circumcise my heart and let a new heart form within me. A new heart that is fashioned after righteousness. A new heart that is fashioned after faith. A new heart that is fashioned after godliness. purity, holiness. Let that new heart form in me. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, circumcise my heart. Circumcise my heart. Let a new heart grow from within me. A new heart that loves the Lord. A new heart that trusts the Lord. A new heart that is selfless. A new heart that is pure. A new heart that is faithful. A new heart that is true. Let that new heart form in me. A new heart that easily manifests all the fruit of the Spirit. Without struggle, let the new heart form in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Said it before that for the future God has prepared for you to become the future you will have eventually. You must follow God's plans for your life. You must follow God's directions, God's will for your life. So you're going to pray. And say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will ensure that I walk in line with your plans for my life. Up to now, some of you, it is your own plans you have been following. You have not even stepped into God's plan yet. It has always been your own plans, not God's plans. Say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will ensure that I walk in alignment with your plans for my life, with your will for my life, so that I can inherit the future you have designed for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Lord, put that anointing upon me. Anointing that will ensure that I walk in line with your will, with your plans for my life. Anointing that will give me clear direction at time, clear instructions at time, so that I can inherit the future you have designed for me. Put upon me that anointing. In the name of Jesus, anointing of divine guidance, divine direction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. heaven, say, Father, give me ability to forgive everyone that wronged me, everyone that will wrong me, that will offend me, so that I can be an example of a child of God in the earth. Say, Father, give me the ability and strength to forgive everyone that offends me, that offended me, and that will offend me, so that I can be an example of a real child of God. In the end, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me the ability and strength to forgive completely, not partial forgiveness, total forgiveness. Total forgiveness. Give me grace and ability. Give me strength and ability to forgive those who have offended me and those who will still offend me, so that I can be a living example of a genuine kind of God in the earth. In the name of Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Lift up your right hand as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Grace. And mercy. Thank you for everything you have given to us for free. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have given to us. Thank you for more beautiful things you are still going to give us. be exalted forever. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for great plans you have for everyone here. Beautiful plans, powerful plans, glorious plans. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious future, beautiful future you have designed for everyone here. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that your mercy speak for everyone. According to your mercies, visit every life to help them. In the name of Jesus. According to your mercies, change every life into the persons you want them to be. In the name of Jesus. According to your mercies, give everyone spiritual awakening, spiritual revival to connect with the realms of your divine revelations and understanding that would change their lives for good. Oh Lord, do that in the life of everyone in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God destroy the forces of hell that want you to labor so much and reap just very little. Let the hunger of God consume those forces now. In the name of Jesus. All the operations of darkness that are going on against you to make your progress and success difficult and impossible, let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, who is mightily present in this ministry, shall surprise you with great and mighty things. In the name of Jesus. Henceforth, everything you touch shall prosper. Everything you touch and do shall succeed by the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Sicknesses, diseases, infirmities shall have no place in your life henceforth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.